Hi there, folks. I'm Chill Host Sus Fiender of the KBS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Layden Romero of Mesa Polytechnic High School. And first of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much.
Now, Layden, why don't you tell me, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It was very nerve-wracking when I first found out. Like, my heart was racing. I was so excited. I still am so excited, and I feel honored to be a part of this wonderful opportunity.
And how does it feel to represent your school?
I'm honored to represent a school that has let me shine so much and come out of my shell since, like, middle school. I've just come so far, and I'm honored to represent such a diverse community.
I do think that's a Benson High School, like, specialty is, like, making everyone feel mm-hmm. how they want to feel. And why did you want to become a Rose Festival? What drove you to become a Rose Festival princess?
I grew up watching the parades, watching the princesses, and it has been a lifelong dream to be one of the princesses. I didn't grow up in the most fortunate way. My mother and I were staying at a shelter when I was younger, and she would always take me every year, and I remember this one year where she was like, that could be you someday, and I just, yeah, it's always been a dream of mine.
That's a truly heartwarming story. And what was your community's reaction to you getting chosen as Rose Festival Princess?
Right after the election, when I was like almost mid-tears, all of my friends swarmed me, and they were like, congratulations, and we took tons of pictures. And then when I went to go give the radio interview after, all of the staff members said congratulations. People I didn't even know came up to me. So it was a very positive reaction.
Yeah, and why is this important to you? Why do you think it's important to you as a person?
I feel it's important to have representation, and it's important to remember that no matter where you come from, small or big, whatever background, you're capable of anything. You can do so much more than you think you can, and yeah.
Do you have some like key life experiences that helped with your confidence for this?
Yeah, in middle school, I was a really, really nervous person. I didn't show myself to people as much as I do now. But starting high school and going through COVID with that long break of socialization and then jumping back into it, kind of integrating myself back into that, was definitely a big jump. And then deciding to run for senior class president, which was a funny story, it kind of helped me grow more and out of my shell and learn that I can talk to people and it's not as nerve-wracking as it seems.
Yeah, and the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. And Layden, tell us what your dream is for Portland.
My dream for Portland is to show every young woman that no matter what, even if someone puts you down, that you are important, your voice will be heard. And in the speech I gave to the school, the theme of it was that Rose Court will continue to give women opportunities that are grounded in equality and respect instead of just opportunities where you're uplifting women. It's where women are truly heard and truly represented and come together to create something beautiful like the Rose Court.
Yeah, the Rose Court just gives that like sort of like hopeness, that feel that you can be something more than what people tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing. And what are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
My hobbies, I have three little brothers that I love dearly. I take care of them all the time. I love babysitting, even for people outside of my family. I also love dog sitting. I'm a major dog person. I'm also a big fan of dance, especially hula hoops. I remember this one time in middle school, I did a talent show and me and my friend danced to Roar by Katy Perry, and we did a whole hula hoop routine, and it's always been a hobby.
And Layden, you're a senior, this is gonna be your last year, so why don't you just tell the people, what are your plans for the future?
I am planning to go to a four-year university. I haven't selected a specific one yet, but I'm looking at a couple. I'm planning on completing my bachelor's and getting into a nursing school, or I will become a nurse, and with the hope and goal of being a trauma room nurse.
Nice. We got our future healthcare worker right here. That's a wonderful thing to hear. And now for some fun questions. How about social media? What's your favorite social media to use?
I only really ever use Instagram. I'm not super active on anything else. Yeah, and I think it's a great way to connect with your friends and kind of show what's going on in your life. Yeah.
Is there like any features on Instagram you enjoy the most?
Definitely the notes, where you can like say what's on your mind. Anytime I think of something funny or like I'm hanging out with my friends, I'll add a little note. And sometimes people who look at it will respond, and it's like a fun little conversation starter.
And as you know, we're a radio station. We like playing music. So why don't you just tell us, everyone, what's your favorite type of music? And maybe if you got a song or artist?
Yeah, R&B definitely has always been my favorite. I love the classics, but hands down, Alicia Keys. Diary, specifically, that song is my favorite.
And we know everyone has a secret superpower. So why don't you just tell everyone right now, what's your secret superpower?
I would probably say my secret superpower is being able to read people. I've always been able to tell how people are feeling, even if they're saying otherwise. Your eyes give away a lot. People say that they're the gate to your soul.
Window to your soul and such. I think my secret power that I think everyone listening can agree is my charismatic attitude.
Definitely.
So you did mention, now we're getting some off-topic questions, but you were talking about being part of the senior class president. How is that?
Like I said, it was a funny story. I didn't originally sign up to be senior class president. I signed up for vice president, and just so it wouldn't be too much of a workload on me with planning on running for Rose Court and all of that. But then some stuff happened and I ended up in the president role, and it was definitely a rocky start. I wasn't sure how I was going to manage it, but I mean, with my lovely senior board and the teachers helping support us, I eventually learned how to, and I think it's provided so many opportunities that have taught me leadership.
And are you part of like any other like clubs or things like that within Benson?
Yeah, I'm part of the Native American Culture Club, as you would know.
Yeah, as I would know.
Yeah, and I'm also a member of the Impact Club, where we kind of talk about the school environment and ways to improve it.
Oh, nice.
Improve like the community between everyone.
Yeah. Impact Club was always that club that I would hear about but never actually saw about. It's like they were like the ones pulling the strings behind the back.
Very tucked away.
Yeah, very tucked away, and I honestly respect that. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And again, everyone, I was speaking to Rose Festival Princess Layden Romero from Benson Polytechnic High School. I'm Chelsea Sosfaner, reporting from KBS AM 1450 and KBS.AM. And next up is, you want to say the song?
Diary by Alicia Keys.
Thank you all for listening, and enjoy the music.